clock has started.
The clock has started. The clock has started.
It's time to fill the fire. It's time for the Dragon Cricket Podcast.
Hey, mate, we just go to Adelaide.
Come on, AM. I mean, I don't know what the AM 3LO is out here, mate.
All right, welcome to the Dragon Cricket Podcast. This is Marcus Kernow with Chris Lacey. We are in the car en route to the Adelaide Test match. It's a Park Cricket Odyssey.
Odyssey. Yep, the Odyssey within the Odyssey.
The metaphorical and literal road movie.
That's right. And we've just driven through Boort.
Check
and
in.
If you've never been to Boort, then don't bother.
Well, for all shout out to all our listeners in Boort, anyway.
No, we love Boort.
Produced some great sportsmen over the years, Boort.
Okay.
None that spring to mind. But now one was advertised in the local place where we've just picked up a beef roll.
Yeah, there was a good beef and salad roll.
That's right. Very good. Excellent. Yeah. Now we're going this direction. It's the scenic route because we had to pick up our mate Dave Fagg, who's in the back of the car here. I'm just going to lean out the back here and as we're travelling along. Dave, welcome to the Dragon Cricket Podcast and the Park Cricket Odyssey to Adelaide.
Thanks very much, Marcus. Honoured to be joining you.
So Dave's an old mate, an old school friend, youth and community worker, that sort of sector and sphere. And we sort of grew up a bit together, Dave. First question we ask anyone on the Dragon Cricket Podcast, given that you're along for the ride for the whole test, we thought we'd better introduce you to the listeners. We're asking about cricket. It's about park cricket. What are the highlights of your park cricket career, Dave?
Very few. I played one season of under 12 cricket, and the highlight of my cricketing career was taking the last wicket after the other team had already won.
that's a good story. Now, come on, Dave. You had cricket nets in your backyard. Growing up, mate, that's a pretty amazing park cricket story.
So tell us all about your brother, Dave.
Yeah, it's true. We did have cricket nets in our backyard. They were there when we got the house, and I didn't make much use of them. But my younger brother, John O'Fagg, who you know had a bit of a late run into the junior Victorian team, used to fire down rockets at us into the cricket nets, which is fairly painful most of the time.
So a traumatic experience for yourself, really, having a brother who, he opened the bowling, didn't he, for the Victorian second 11 for a while there, was that right?
Yeah, something like that. He's about 6'7". He's pretty solid and sends down the cricket ball a lot faster than I can manage.
Yeah, and you're not that, Dave. I mean, we love you. You're a great youth and community worker, but you're really the runt of the litter when it comes to cricket.
Absolutely, and literally also in our family. So, I wasn't having much of that.
So shout out to John O'Fagg, who's, been a good friend and, colleague along the way.
Well, also, congratulations to John and Winville for their new daughter. Just arrived a couple of weeks ago, Noella.
Fantastic. Some great...
The first Noel.
The first of a very Christmas, very Advent, yes, as we head towards the Adelaide Test this Advent season. Thanks. Yeah, that's a bit of a rev joke there. John O'Fagg, remember that tall figure batting with a 4'7" refugee from Afghanistan once in a community cricket match we once played? It was a bit of a hit at the 40-40 big bash, or the 2020 equals 40.
He made you piss your pants.
They got him off the long run. Contractually, he could only bowl offies, but you guys paid him off and he came off the long run to the birthday boy, which was me. So I share your fear, Dave. I have faced Jono at full tilt. We didn't tell the Victorian team there. But yes, also famous from Kerry O'Keefe as... classic little laughing commentary when I think he was playing in the Victorian second 11 with Michael Beer. We're talking to Dave Fagg here, John O'Fagg, bowling with Michael Beer at the other end. Beer and a fag. Got Kerry O'Keefe laughing, the old skull, for a long time. So, not a bad bowling lineup. Very good. Well, good to have you on the trip, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you as we go.
Anticipation here at ground level at Adelaide Oval. AB, enjoy it, mate. We'll see you upstairs. You too, Ed.
All right, Chris. We're going to do this. We're doing Test Match Sofa in a car whilst travelling between Bort and Quambatook. We're going to do the first over. What do you reckon?
With a radio.
With a radio, yeah, there's no TV.
No, no, they're watching on.
So we're just making special comments here. If we're going to do the Odyssey, we've got to do the first over. First over of a series, of course, has been quite influential. Remember 2006 Ashes, first delivery. All the build-up after the greatest Ashes of all time, 2005 in England,
yes.
Where England got up. The big build-up for 2006.
Yeah.
Steve Harmison came in first ball, went to second slip.
Yeah.
It was always going to be a whitewash pretty much.
No one nicked it. It went to second slip, but no one nicked it. It just... off the pitch.
The series was over, really.
Yeah.
All the expectation went out. First ball.
Yeah.
So, you know, first over can be meaningful.
Yes.
We've just heard that India have won the toss and will be batting.
Yes, probably for the next 3 days by the sound of the sound of the pitch. But anyway, no, we're living much hope for Australian cricket. And we have a very good bowling attack, so looking forward to Hazelwood and Cummins and Stark getting stuck in here early.
All right, they're the beeps for 11 o'clock just going on the radio, so be coming in any time now. Can we legally broadcast the ABC coverage on our podcast in the background?
No. But, you know, I don't think the 30 listeners that we get, I don't think they're going to be too stressed. It is a great place to watch cricket. It's a big reason why we're heading over there again, Marcus. We're over in Adelaide for the last India series, which was a wonderful test match. Yeah, a lot of runs scored that test. I think it might be a battle of the bowlers a bit more this one. So, anyway.
We flew over for that one, mate. And here we go. Well, it didn't go to second slip, mate.
That's a good start.
What a
first
ball.
Oh, dear. White ball one day soon, okay. Just to get the wrist in the right spot. He's going to struggle a bit first ball at the test. It's not good.
Chris is sure that one of our quicks is going to break down. They've been out for a little bit and not in, yeah.
It's karma, you know, because we dropped Mish Marsh, so something has to go wrong. if he's in the team, he'll never have the bowl, but when he's not there...
Ball, something's gone wrong.
No,
it was in the one day series.
Yeah.
His wrist position. It's all right.
Might be in the pitch. Oh my goodness, that's a lot of stones. There we go.
Taken out by a truck coming the other way there.
Yeah.
Somewhere near Quambatook is Raoul. Let's one go.
We're taking Dave Fagg's scenic route here through the back roads of the Loddon Mallee region.
That was a bit like a bumper, that one. The rocks coming off the road, hitting the windscreen.
That's right. He didn't break my fucking arm, so that's good. That's Dizzy
Gillespie. What's more dangerous, mate, facing Mitchell Stark right now or driving on this road?
Runs. So that was great commentary from Dizzy Gillespie earlier, the old well-bowled, well-batted, well-fielded line. Well, good to get that one out there early in the test match.
I'm at a loss here, mate. I'm in a car commentating on the commentary.
What else could we do?
Radio.
We can't see the...
There's another truck coming here, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know how many left in the over.
Oh, dear.
I'll hold the windscreen. You try and keep one tire on the tarmac, eh? One in the gravel, one in the tarmac. Holy crap.
We are in the dry state of Australia, and that
one was a bit easier. Nah, it's good, mate. No, he stayed on the. We gave him the Ashfield there.
Yeah, we did. We gave him a bit more room.
Less rocks around the ears.
Isn't it great that Jim Maxwell's still calling on ABC Radio? So many great callers have left the ABC. Oh, big swing of the big miss.
Well left, mate. Okay. Well left.
I am.
There you go. First over. Drag cricket odyssey. Chris Lacey here, standing outside the Walpi Up General Store. It's just gone lunch in the cricket, and I've got to say, there's a lot of flies here in Walpi Up, and it's right. Bloody hot.
We are dead set in the middle of nowhere here, and it's fantastic. We've just spent the last few hours driving through the Mallee. It is hot. It's about 40 degrees. The flies are everywhere. We found a little bit of shade here. Pulled over to stretch our legs. We're on our way to Pinneroo. Tell us about Pinneroo, Marcus.
Oh,
what's
Pinneroo
in your life?
We're there in an hour for lunch proper, but it's, that's where I grew up as a boy, actually.
That's good, mate.
Did my primary school years. Some of those early cricket memories.
Yes.
Talking about the farm boys at Pinneroo Cricket Club.
Yeah, there, so learning not to die on a cricket field.
This is Pinneroo. We thought we'd take our route. We picked our mate up, Dave, in Bendigo, and we decided, let's go the scenic route. Let's go there.
That's exciting. Yeah.
We'll be there soon. But anyway, just gone lunch in the cricket. Scores, 4 for 56, I think. India won the toss, and it's all been happening for the Aussies.
Yeah, it sounds like a couple of... I mean, we've been in the car, obviously, so we haven't seen the catches yet. We just heard them on the radio, but it sounds like there was a couple of cracking catches. Finchie in a third slip, and then again, Khawaja catching out the danger man Kohli in the gully, with Alan Border saying one of the best catches he's ever seen, and... That's a big call. So, look, well done to the Aussies.
A border-esque catch in the gully.
Well, that's right.
King Kohli, full tilt, going hard. There you go.
Yeah, so, which is great stuff. So, look, probably not the morning we expected since day when they won the toss, but well done to the Aussies. Sounds like they've got some plans in place. Bit in the pitch too early on, which is always is in a good test wicket. Hopefully the Indians can... a bit of a fight back and get a score on the board.
We've seen none of it, of course. Just listening on the radio.
That's right.
Worried about our own wicket, really. Yeah, driving on some pretty interesting back roads of Victoria.
Yeah. And it seems to be the day that everyone wants to move their house in the back roads of the Mallee. So we've had to pull over a few times.
Some wide loads.
That's right.
Wide loads on one lane, bits of bitumen. You wouldn't almost call them roads.
No, that's right. That's right. So Google Maps has taken us on some interesting roads. But look.
Yeah, it might have been a good day to, we're talking about the pitch. It's certainly not a road. Some of the things we've been driving on.
Haven't been either.
Could have been a good day to bowl.
But it's a
rather than drive to Adelaide.
That's always good.
Or fly.
Sitting in the car listening to the cricket on the radio. And look, it's been a good morning so far. We're going to hit the road, I think. We'll pull up in Pinneroo next.
Yeah, we'll
check
do
out
that.
The pub
I
there
did put a do a Facebook post as we went through speed in tribute
good.
To the Australian speed bowlers. Obviously,
very
the quicks
good.
Did the job. I'm looking for a town called Spin now for Nathan Lyon.
Very good.
Do you reckon we can find one?
Yeah. Spin. We're in the need for spin.
Spinneroo.
Spinneroo.
We're headed to Spinneroo.
Oh,
thanks, Dave.
Pun City. Dave's taking us to Pun Town, so that's great. So, look, hope you're enjoying the cricket. We certainly are, and we'll catch up with you later on.
Pinneroo. Spinneroo.
Here we are, back on the road, the Park Cricket Odyssey, as Grizzly and the Rev and their mate Dave trek across the Mallee into South Australia. We just crossed the border and, big day in Test cricket, but it's a big day here for the Rev as we pull up in his hometown where he grew up in Pinneroo. So here we are, Marcus. We're sitting here at the Pinneroo, what is it, the showgrounds?
That's right.
And looking out over the cricket field where you made all those runs as a young man and didn't die.
I didn't die. I didn't make any runs, but I didn't die. And I'm here. Unfortunately, the first thing I've seen is the sign marking the boundary of a kid that did die, actually. Well, he's not a kid. I went to school with him, though. So, different mixed emotions sitting here, mate. As I think of what I learn about cricket and where I played my first footy match. And, a kid I went to school with, they've named the boundary after him now because he's no longer with us. So, died back in 2014, James Storkey Menning.
Yeah, so Storkey's boundary here at the Pinneroo Oval footy ground, home of the Pinneroo Superoos, Marcus.
Yeah, that was my footy team.
So this is the origins of park cricket for you.
This is the first place I came down to training, and first games I ever played of competitive cricket were on this ground. I think as an under-11s coach, it makes you think about those times and how you felt. I actually felt pretty vulnerable as a small kid. I just do think the love of the game, and you know, obviously that's served me well and shaped my life a lot. So it's always interesting to come back to the start. But, you know, I just had a kid come down for the first time, really shy, really scared.
Yeah.
Just this week, joining Barclay Street, and could play a bit. And I just remember, I think sitting here, besides kids I went to school with that were no longer with us, but I just remember a number of older players or coaches who were just incredibly encouraging.
Yeah.
And just some of those early words and how powerful they were. I think one first training, one guy said, "Oh, you'll be the next Greg Chappell, mate."
Mm.
And
yeah, good.
You know, no matter
high
how
high praise indeed. Small, in the early 80s.
Small, I didn't do anything. I just didn't die. But
yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, right. Just some really encouraging, positive words that actually probably did a fair bit to shape my self-esteem. It's funny, growing up in a small town, you get maybe to. You know, it's a small pond. So sometimes, yeah, that can work for a young man trying to work himself out.
Yeah.
And but actually, it was some of those words that I remember as I sit here and think about. Probably weren't that well deserved. I was just hanging, barely could hold a bat. But, yeah, just how much they believed in me and talked me up as a young kid and what that's meant for my life. So, yeah.
Good, mate. Well, good to have those reflections. On the road trip, great that we could come through Pinneroo, go out of the way a little bit to come through here, and I think we might try and find the Pinneroo Hotel here. Look like they're the main sponsors of the footy club, which is not too far from the truth probably, and we might have a beer and have a chat about Storky. So cheers to Storky.
Cheers.
And everyone playing park cricket this weekend out in country Victoria or country South Australia where we are now, good on you, and make sure you have a good word to say for a young boy or girl coming through, because it means a lot.
I still remember the song, mate. There's a team on the track dressed in red, white and black, where the mighty Superoos.
There you go. And in the big game, in the test match, it's just gone 5 for 80-odd. So India in trouble. So he's hoping to have a fight back for the rest of the day.
Let's see if Nathan Lyon can pick up the tail with those sort of dipping, looping... plenty of drift on that ball. A bit like the semi-trailers that are on the highway we've just been coming. Bit of drift too, mate.
I mean, and I'm sitting here thinking, glad we got tickets to day 2 and 3, because it may not go beyond that the way things are going. But they get rolled for 100. But anyway, let's grab a beer and we'll chat later. So we're still here in Pinneroo, and we've spotted a sign for the Pinneroo Cricket Club. So we're going to quickly pull over, and Marcus is going to grab a photo of that so we can post it. But I'm looking at the ground here that Marcus used to play on, and it makes Robert Barrett look like lush. So it must have been hard work out here on the wing. But yeah, and the galahs are flying around. Fantastic being out here, and great to see Marcus back in his hometown. Get on his.
We're back in the Subaru, and we've just left Pinneroo.
The Dragon Mobile, mate. It's the Dragon Mobile.
The Dragon Mobile. We've left Pinneroo in the Subaru, and we're back on the road. It's now tea at the cricket. The score is 6 for 143. Any special comments on your experience of that last session, Chris?
I missed the wicket.
we went
to take a piss at the pub, and I missed the wicket. The one wicket for the session, so spewing.
There you go. I think it's probably fair to say we spent most of that session talking. It seemed to be pretty slow on the radio.
Yeah.
First hour was pretty slow. Took the wicket, then the young, the sort of hitter came out and smacked a few around. Special comments from Ash Wheatner about the connections with dominating a team and only to have some winner come out and smash a few on Facebook, I noticed. G'day, Ash. Shout out to you.
Andrew threw his slips a few times, I think was his particularly his point. But look, good little fight back from India. They needed to, you know, we've got one of their, which of their batsmen is still in?
Pujara.
Pujara. He's done a great job digging in. I think he's faced 130-odd balls for his 30 runs, and that's what they need, someone holding up an end. They've got to get the 200, 250 and make it competitive. And look, they're well on the way to doing that. If they can have a couple of tail-enders go to long handle, then, you know, we should, you know, they're still around in an hour and a half. They're still batting. I reckon they'd be feeling pretty good from where they were at four for 30-odd.
Good to be back at Pinneroo for me. We checked out the old family home and the old church and the old cricket club. Found out about Storky. Unfortunately, crashed his truck down the bottom of the Adelaide Hills. So it's good to talk to some locals and some small town memories. Anyway, we're on the road. We've got 3 hours to the Barossa, so we'll check in for a stumps report.
That's right. The roads are straighter and wider in South Australia, according to Marcus. So hopefully it'll be a nice clear run to get to the Barossa, where we might see if there's a few grapes around that we can. Have a
nibble on. Well, we have landed. We've just arrived in the Barossa. We've got out of the car and it's still 40 plus degrees here. Stumps has just been called and it's hot. And so we've fallen into the Greenock pub here in the Barossa Valley. And last session, reporting on that, started pretty slow. I'm here with Chris and Dave. We've ordered some pizza, and what's the wine you've just ordered there, Dave?
I've got the Ceiba Road Shiraz.
Ceiba.
It smells nice and tastes nice.
Lovely. Dave slept most of the way, but that's good for you, mate. Enjoy the wine. Session, probably last session, started pretty slow, a bit like the drive from Pinneroo across the border. It was pretty bleak. Pretty dry, pretty slow, really. We could really pick up from the radio was, mostly it was fire reports from Kangaroo Island, actually. So I think Ashwin finally went out at the end of the hour and we were listening to a fire report. Apparently there's fires in Kangaroo Island, so I'm glad that we're not there. Shout out to those on KI. Hope you're safe and well. Second hour picked up, though. We hit the Manum Ferry just to get across the Murray and things greened up and beautiful country as we're driving into the Barossa, and probably fair to say that the cricket improved along with the drive, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. And Pujara, what a great knock from him. I do like a play you can grind out 100 over a day.
You did talk about myself in that capacity in the last episode. Yes, my distinct lack of six hitting ability until I reached 30.
That's right.
We've been to Pinneroo, we've thought about my roots, about not dying and blocking the ball. Pujara, I loved just going over the river, the beautiful trees, the river gums, harsha bugle adjectives streaming off the tongue as we're driving through that country over the river as Pujara made his 100. That was the highlight of the last session for me.
That's right. And look, a great, you know, just overall a great day's play. Australia did an awesome job. All the bowlers gone amongst the wickets. And to have India 4 for 30-odd, they're obviously well on top there. And well done to the Indians for fighting back. It's the beauty of Test cricket.
Beautiful.
Is that, you know, if it was just 50 over match, it would have been pretty boring and tedious. The fact that the Indians came back later on the day and really grounded out and got it to 250 is great. And I think sets it up for a great rest of the test. 250, 260 odd, I think it's not bad. I think both sides probably were taking it at the start of the day. And so, you know, hopefully when we hit the Adelaide over tomorrow, we can see the Australians sort of dig in and get some runs. And
looking forward to seeing the Vics opening the batting tomorrow morning at some stage.
Finally. the Vics have been knocking on the door for a long time, so look, it'll be great. And Harris and Finch and Hans can come in later on. And Head, lots of H's in the side. And hopefully they can get around Khawaja and Marsh and make some runs.
Great effort driving today, mate. Best driving you've done in a long time. Certainly better than what you give us on a cricket field. So drove all the way, Chris Lacey.
I didn't hike anything to the leg side today, which is a good thing.
It's good.
Although I did make Dave nervous a couple of times.
So. Stayed on the track mostly, except for a couple of trucks blowing us off. That's what we had. Yes, so we started the day with Dave Fagg. He was in the back seat the whole way. Dave, let's finish the day with you. Special comments. Your your angle on the drive and the Test cricket odyssey that
sure.
we've been on today.
Well, yeah, at the start of the drive, I was pretty nervous because Chris kept trying to get a good frequency on the cricket and on a two-lane back road.
Definite veering
off those rough edges. I wasn't too happy about that. So I decided to do what I'd usually do when I get
backing
stressed.
Away the leg he was. Backing away the square leg.
I just go to sleep.
You're a bit of a quiet.
So I curled up in the back seat.
Fight
and,
or flight.
Gave myself a sore neck. But it was lovely, lovely naps along the way. So thanks, boys.
Dave slept most of the way, so not a whole lot of comments on the cricket there. What you can get from driving in a car listening to the radio. We're looking forward to being at the Adelaide Oval tomorrow, and we will see you there. Dragon Cricket Podcast signing off.
Listening to the Dragon Cricket Podcast, broadcast from the Barclay Street Uniting Cricket Club of Melbourne's Inner West. Legal disclaimer, the views and opinions contained herein do not necessarily reflect the official position of the Barclay Street Uniting Cricket Club.